So we were not surprised when Homer Barron, the streets had been finished some time since, was gone. We were a little disappointed that there was not a public blowing off, but we believed that he had gone on to prepare for Miss Emily's coming, or to give her a chance to get rid of the cousins. By that time it was a cabal, and we were all Miss Emily's allies to help circumvent the cousins. Sure enough, after another week, they departed. And as we had expected all along, within 3 days, Homer Barron was back in town. A neighbour saw the Negro man admit him at the kitchen door at dusk one evening. And that was the last we saw of Homer Barron, and of Miss Emily for some time. The Negro man went in and out with the market basket, but the front door remained closed. Now and then we would see her at a window for a moment, as the men did that night when they sprinkled the lime. But for almost 6 months she did not appear on the streets. Then we knew that this was to be expected too, as if that quality of her father which had thwarted her woman's life so many times had been too virulent and too furious to die. When we next saw Miss Emily, she had grown fat, and her hair was turning grey. During the next few years it grew greyer and greyer, until it attained an even pepper-and-salt iron grey, when it ceased turning. Up to the day of her death, at 74, it was still that vigorous iron grey, like the hair of an active man. From that time on, her front door remained closed, save for a period of 6 or 7 years, when she was about 40, during which she gave lessons in china painting. She fitted up a studio in one of the downstairs rooms, where the daughters and granddaughters of Colonel Sartori's contemporaries were sent to her, with the same regularity and in the same spirit that they were sent to church on Sundays, with a 25-cent piece for the collection plate. Meanwhile, her taxes had been remitted.